Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Details have started to emerge from a forthcoming report on what ails the T and how to fix it. In the wake of the T's collapse and paralysis this past winter, Governor Charlie Baker convened a panel of experts. And we're learning that they're focusing on the need to control spending, on low labor productivity, and on the high cost of maintenance.
The panel will release its full report later this week, but the Boston Globe's David Scharfenberg, who covers politics and public policy, has already seen a part of it. We spoke with him a little earlier about what's in it.
So, David, a likely controversial point in this report is that it does not call on the state legislature to invest more money in the MBTA. Instead, it calls on the T to do more with the resources it currently has, right?
That's right. It's not a huge surprise. The governor has been relatively clear that he would look for the T to kind of right its ship before there was any talk of new revenue. But now that it seems to be a reality, this report, I'm sure that's sure to stir up some debate.
Yeah, I bet it will. We mentioned a few of the things that the panel diagnosed in the introduction there, but let's break them down a little bit. Starting with controlling costs, what do we know about what the report says with regards to cost control within the MBTA?
I was told that, at least according to the portion I saw, it was sort of a general reference to an inability to keep costs under control. I mean, the big picture here is that you have revenue falling short of expenses. The T has seen fuel prices go up. It's seen healthcare costs go up. It's had trouble keeping down its maintenance costs. And those costs are simply outpacing what the T is bringing in every year. And the Baker administration is concerned about that. They think the T has to learn to live within its means.
So, David, the report notes that the T's operating costs are growing at like twice the rate of inflation. What did you find about how that relates to how that compares to other major transit agencies in the country?
Yeah, so it is growing about twice the rate of inflation, according to the Baker team's report. I looked around at some other large transit agencies around the country and found that the T's growth is its pace of growth is about average, actually. So a lot of other agencies around the country are struggling. It's not just the MBTA. A lot of them struggling to keep their kind of investments in line in terms of, you know, keeping their trains up and running shape and expanding as they'd like to. So it's not confined to just the T here. I think there's some hope that, though, on the Baker administration's part, that the T can do better than what's happening elsewhere around the country, maybe aspire to something like we see in Europe even. So that may not be their measuring stick, but it certainly is a measuring stick that a lot of transit agencies around the country use.
Mm. Now, the report also points to other issues, including labor productivity. What specifically does it say about labor productivity?
So as I understand it, they are looking at kind of man hours on maintenance, and they're finding that it's taking the T longer to repair their equipment than is taking in other parts of the country. That may owe something to the age of the MBTA equipment, although there are old trains and buses in other parts of the country as well. We may see a debate here around privatization. There is a law on the books in Massachusetts that makes it very difficult to outsource tasks like this. So we may see a push here to allow the T to privatize things like maintenance so that they could do them a bit more cheaply. But we'll have to wait and see if that's something this panel recommends.
Also interesting was this figure for the T. Passenger fares cover just 39% of the T's operating expenses. Now, compared to other cities, 44% in Chicago, 76% in San Francisco, and 90% of London's subway system. What does that suggest about how the T is funded, the future of fares, all that kind of stuff?
We'll have to see exactly what conclusion they draw from that data. You know, the obvious answer, I guess, would be, well, let's raise fares. But I don't think the Baker administration is interested in doing that at all. They may simply say that the T's got to squeeze more out of what it can. And that includes kind of cracking down on fare evaders. I know that's been a particular concern on the commuter rail, that a lot of folks are getting on the commuter rail and aren't having their tickets checked, that sort of thing. But I do not not see the Baker administration calling for more of a fare hike than the T is already allowed to put in place, which is 5% every 2 years.
Hmm. Now, David, I know that this is what you saw was just a part of the report. The full report will be released later this week. But there's been an awful lot of talk in the wake of this terrible winter that paralyzed the T about chronic underinvestment in the T. Nothing so far that you've seen talks about that?
No, the Baker administration has been pretty consistent about this. They feel like there's got to be some sort of baseline understanding of what the T even needs, you know, in terms of its capital plan, that is investment in new equipment and repairing what they've already got. They think there needs to be a righting of the ship when it comes to some management issues. They're basically saying, look, we got to get the house in order here. We got to understand what we even need before we can talk about new revenue. That line has been echoed by House Speaker Robert DeLeo. So it certainly looks like it's the line that's going to prevail on Beacon Hill for the foreseeable future. I think some transit advocates will say, yes, reform is important, but we always say reform before revenue, and we never quite get to the revenue part. So we'll see if there's a will to fund the T in any big new way after any new round of reforms. But the history on Beacon Hill has not been defunded in a big way. They have certainly patched budget holes over the years, but we have not seen a big commitment to new money yet.
Hmm. So finally, David, what are the remaining questions that you're eager to have answered when we do get the full report later this week?
Well, lots of interesting things to look for. We've got this pretty hot debate about expansion versus repairing the existing system. Transit advocates will say, look, we've got to keep expanding. That's important to keep the economy humming, to accommodate the expected jump in ridership over the years. A lot of close observers, though, will say, look, you got to fix what you've got. You can't talk about expansion while you have so many problems with the infrastructure you have now. So I expect the panel to weigh in on that. Now, there's also governance issues here. Will the governor try to get a stronger hand over the T? Right now, the T is sort of a quasi-independent agency. Will he try to exercise more gubernatorial control there? Those are a couple of the things I'll be looking out for.
All right. Well, that's David Scharfenberg. He's politics and public policy reporter for the Boston Globe, talking to us about the forthcoming report from Governor Charlie Baker's panel on the MBTA's operations. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.